Welcome to Ask Pastor Podcast. I'm John Dalrymple, and I'm here with Gary Reimers, pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church. Pastor, last time we sat here and talked about your personal background, where you grew up, what your childhood was like. You told us about what church you grew up in, significant role models, and the story of your salvation. Well, I'm excited to hear about your ministry background. That's what we're going to focus on today. So tell us a little bit about how God called you into ministry.
It's a little unusual. I was in a public high school. I was in 11th grade at the time, and I was currently working a job 3 hours every afternoon at a local pharmacy. And that job prevented me from participating in our school performance of Fiddler on the Roof that winter. But I had an interest in the rehearsals because a new trombone that they had ordered had arrived, and it was supposed to be mine, but because I wasn't going to be in the program, they let the other trombonist have it because he had to move up to the first chair. And so he got the new trombone for those weeks while he was practicing for that. And so I just went to the rehearsal, sat in the back. I wanted to make sure he was taking care of my new instrument. And while that was going on, one of my friends was singing the lead role, and I heard him practicing the song, If I Were a Rich Man. And I was not familiar with the story at that point of Fiddler on the Roof, so I was very interested. And then when my friend got to the stanza in that song, where it gets very quiet, and he says something like, If I were a rich man, I'd sit all day with the holy books. And then I actually didn't hear what he said after that, because the thought occurred to me right at that moment, that's what a pastor gets to do. He gets to study God's word and then share what he learns with other people. And it was from that moment that I knew that's exactly what I wanted to do. And I couldn't be satisfied doing anything else. So I then began thinking about preparation for ministry. The pastor of my church had gone to Bob Jones University. I had never traveled very much outside of New England at that point. And I talked with him, and I just decided that's where I wanted to go. My parents asked me if I wanted to make a trip down there to see it ahead of time, and I told them there was no need. Because that's where I was going to go, why waste the trip? So I went there as a freshman and appreciated the strong emphasis and the exegesis of God's word that I received there, and committed myself to learning all that I could, which ended up taking me about 10 years to get all I could. And from there went on into ministry.
I'm assuming you had other ministry opportunities outside of your local church, your home church, after you were in college, internships, other churches you attended. What were some of the ministry opportunities that were most impactful for you?
Yes, while I was in college, I participated in what they called extension opportunities through my society, a group of men that we met together with each week. And it was a pretty extensive outreach ministry. We would go every Friday evening and leave about 4 in the afternoon. We didn't get home till 10. We went to Shelby, North Carolina, which is about an hour and a half drive in the roads at that time. Our first stop was usually a nursing home where we would take turns preaching, and then of course visiting with the people that live there individually in their rooms. We moved on to a jail ministry as well, and the whole group would go to each one of these. And in that jail ministry, again, we would take turns preaching from week to week, but we also had opportunity to spread out to the various cells and talk with individuals there. These were marvelous opportunities. Then we would go to a small community gym and just do some pickup basketball games with the young people that would show up there, and then try to pull them aside individually, talk to them about the gospel. And we always finished the evening by going to a Kmart parking lot and just spreading out throughout the parking lot and knocking on the doors of usually the men that were in their cars while their wives were shopping. And they'd typically roll down the window and be okay, carrying on a conversation with us as we talked to them about the gospel. So it was a very full evening, a late night getting back, but gave us a lot of different experiences that proved to be very valuable, and had a great time with some really good men, that many of them still serving the Lord today. When I was a junior in college, I had the opportunity of working for the summer at the Wilds Christian Camp in North Carolina as a counselor. That was a result of the influence of my trombone teacher, who was the choir director that summer. His name was Ron Hamilton, and he had recruited me to help out there, and always been so grateful that he did, because it was a life-changing experience for me, having the opportunity to have 6 to 8 young men that I could influence and get to know all week long. And that was a 10-week summer, and it was just a terrific experience. Following year, I had an opportunity to be for a church internship with a church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Man that I knew, who was a seminary professor, and then had started this church a few years before, he had invited me to come up, and so I spent the summer there with him, his family, and he just gave us a great variety of ministry experiences. We would meet with him, the pastor, and the assistant pastor. There was one other intern as well. We would meet together for various meetings and instruction and practice preaching and so forth every morning. And every afternoon, the two interns would go out and systematically just going door to door, just knock on doors, invite people to church, strive to witness to them. And we did that for 20 hours a week for 10 hours that summer, for 10 weeks that summer. Mm-hmm. And it was gave us lots of experience. Well, it wasn't for 10 weeks we did that, because for 2 weeks we worked in our church camp, and for 1 week I was with our teen guys, so we went on a 1 week canoe trip down a river, and that was a terrific experience as well.
Yeah, heard stories from that, so that's
yes,
that's a fun time. Sounds like a lot of really great ministry opportunities, a lot of experiences that helped you prepare you for what God had for you. And I believe that's in New Hampshire, is where God took you from Greenville when you went out to plant a church.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Tell us a little bit about that. What led to that opportunity, and how did that exactly take place?
All right. Well, I've got to get my wife into the picture here. Then she was a factor in that. After my as I was approaching the end of my senior year of college, I actually had signed up to be a part of a traveling ministry, a music ensemble that was going to go across the country. And about 6 weeks before graduation, that trip was canceled. So that really baffled me. It just seemed like a good next step of ministry experience. And I wasn't sure what to do. And as I was talking with my dad on the phone about that, I just expressed to him I wasn't sure what to do for the summer. And he said, well, maybe you should just think about coming home. So first that thought had ever occurred to me. I was thinking I had to go do something. And he said, well, you could come home, you could work, you could serve in the church as well. There was a man in our church that owned his own business. It was actually blasting construction. And he said he could probably get me a job with that. So that's what I decided to do. I spent the summer working blasting construction, operating the machinery that would drill holes. Sometimes our holes would go 100 feet deep in the ground, normally like 3 to 4 inch diameter holes. Sometimes at a rock quarry, sometimes blasting foundations for apartment buildings or roadway construction and so forth. And we drill all the holes and then take a day to load the dynamite. I got to participate in all of this. Then we'd all take a position to stop traffic and so forth and shoot that thing. And man, was that fun.
Explosive summer.
Yeah, it was a lot of good experience. I've got some illustrations from that as well. And so I was making quite a bit of money doing that, helping to pay for graduate school. That's where I was heading the next year. But something else that happened that summer is that while I was home, I did sign up to teach Vacation Bible School. And it was there that I met a young lady that was a new teacher at the Christian school that had started in our church. And she had come from Pittsburgh and as a teacher, and she decided to stay for the summer because she loved New England so much. She really felt called to ministry in New England. In fact, she turned down an opportunity to teach in Hawaii in order to teach in New England instead. Well, we struck up a friendship, started dating, and I went off that next fall to graduate school, seminary. And we kept up that relationship. And by February, I realized that this was God directing us to get married. So I flew home, surprised her on Valentine's Day, and she agreed to get married that summer. So I came home and worked again at the same job, and then we got married in August. Then we were back down here together in Greenville. I had 5 more years of seminary training, and at the end of that period of time, we had both been praying for God to direct us. I was just sure, after all of this education, that there'd be some church where I could go that would need a pastor. With my last year there, the university had asked 2 pastors from New Hampshire to come and speak to the ministerial students. I wasn't in that ministerial class at the time because I was just working full-time and writing a dissertation. But I made an appointment to speak with those 2 pastors, 2 men I did not know, but I got acquainted with them, and I asked them my question. I said, do you know of any church in New Hampshire that would need a pastor? They looked at each other briefly and kind of shrugged their shoulders, said, no, we don't know any church like that, but we do know of some cities that need churches. And that was the first time I'd ever considered church planting. They both agreed that Dover, New Hampshire was the next needy area that they could think of. Dover is in the southeast corner of New Hampshire, about a half hour from the coast of Maine, about an hour from Boston, and about a town of about 25,000 people. But within a 5-mile radius around the town, that increases to almost 100,000 people. So there was a real potential there. And my family and I, when I was home for Christmas vacation that year, we all took a drive up to Dover to check it out, and we were convinced there is a need there. So that next summer, that's what we did. I finished all my obligations for a seminary, and we packed all our things and moved to Dover, New Hampshire to start a new church. That was an amazing adventure.
Step of faith, for sure.
That's right.
Wow. And that's not the first church plant. Obviously, I want to talk more about church planting since you've been involved with 2 church plants now. But we'll kind of save that for a later episode to actually address church planting and some of the strategies behind doing that in New Hampshire as opposed to Greenville and your experiences from that. But maybe you can bring us up to this point. Now here in Greenville, that move, that transition from New Hampshire to Greenville, what that looked like for you, the impetus for that, and little bit more maybe about your family as it began to grow?
Okay. Yes, our family started to grow in New Hampshire. The Lord blessed with three daughters. God also had provided. There was not a good Bible preaching church in that town, but a few towns away, there was a Christian school. So we were able to be a part of that. I served for 15 years as the vice chairman of the board of that school. And our girls all went to school there while we were in New Hampshire. After almost 15 years of ministry, pastoral ministry, the Lord surprised me by giving me an additional burden. There was no loss of passion about pastoral ministry, but the additional burden is that I also wanted to have a role training future pastors and missionaries for gospel ministry. It surprised me. I wasn't sure at first where that was coming from, so I tried to dismiss it. But after a while, I realized this is coming from the Lord. He is giving me this desire. I want to do this. So it was about that time that I received word that a word for a prayer request from the seminary where I had been trained, because they were realizing a number of their professors were nearing retirement age and they were looking for people to replace them. As Jan and I prayed about that, really sensed this was God leading. He gave the burden. Now there's an open door. So in 1998, we moved back to Greenville and I started teaching in the seminary at Bob Jones University. That was a challenging transition to make, and I realized that it took all of my time for the first several years in order to develop the courses and so forth, and that all of that requires. But it was a joy to do because it was satisfying this additional burden, and the interaction with students, I found that also very satisfying. At the same time, I reminded the Lord that the other burden I had never lost. I also wanted to pastor. I also needed to be preaching regularly. So Jan and I began praying about how God might satisfy that burden and perhaps be able to do both at the same time. I think that'll have to be for another day as well.
Absolutely. Thanks for providing a whole lot of fascinating insight into your life that helps us understand in the future with the questions we go over on a variety of topics, a little bit more background about you.